For their lifelong commitment to our tool tutelage, their celebration of our victories, large and small, as well as their patience with our numerous stumbles, not to mention all the grilled meats, we dedicate this merry instructional tome to our charismatic woodchuck parents, Ron Lee and Melissa Nelkin, and Rick and Kathy Offerman. Introduction. Hello, little woodchucks. My name is Nick, and I am a larger, grown-up woodchuck, but at heart I will always be one of you because it's more fun. I like to stay curious and learn new things and to laugh with my fellow woodchucks, including my wife, Megan, who is pretty foxy for a woodchuck. I also love to make things with my hands. And I love to be with people who make things with their hands, because one of the beautiful things about being a little woodchuck in this life is that you have the gifts of hand-eye coordination and an incredible magical brain that can read directions and comprehend crafting steps and come up with wonderful inventions like work boots and lasagna. My family and I have derived a great deal of enjoyment over the years from handcrafting all kinds of stuff. That's why I love to encourage people, big and little, to make things with their hands, to use their human superpowers of creativity and crafting to fabricate all manner of things, clothing, toys, weaponry, food. Sausage is a food you can make by hand, and that is an incredible gift to woodchucks large and small. We'll hear more about sausage later in the book. Meat plays an important part in the life of my woodshop, and so does music. Ooh, you can make musical instruments. And then you can make music on the musical instruments. I wrote a song about making a ukulele, so that I would then have to make a ukulele. I am a simple woodchuck, and so I can trick myself in this way. I have to tell you, my wee woodchuck friends, that playing a song for a couple thousand people on an instrument that I made and hearing them laugh so much at my jokes in the song that they didn't even notice that I wasn't very good at playing music was truly a substantially gratifying delight that I wish for all of you to experience, each in your own way. A ukulele, traditionally, is made of wood. You, my dear listeners, can make things out of wood. All sorts of things. That's what the heck we're doing here. I have made many things from wood in my life. I do also like to make things out of yarn and field stone and copper, but therein does not lie my talent. It turns out my personal talent is in making things out of wood, and those mainly with tools. So I've decided to write a book about some beginner-level projects so that you too can learn to make things from wood with your hands and your tools and your magic human brain with the enchantment you already wield in your hand-eye coordination and your opposable thumbs. And now, little woodchucks, I will quit beating about the bush, because I am not here to pursue some genteel, avuncular objective, as though this were a book about making cupcakes, which are a great thing to make with your hands, no shade on any cakes whatsoever. No, I am here to recruit you to my side of the mammalian group. I want you children to think about the state of our planet, in the vice-like grip of the industrial-military complex, which is a reference that has perhaps been conveniently glossed over by the smoothers of capitalism. Our lives, in this age of information and incessant distraction, are being steered more and more by corporations, massive companies who are selling their irresistible products to all of society to the tune of monumental monetary profits, but at the cost of the health of our planet, our ecosystems, and our very bodies. Some of their products are fun. Some of their products are scientifically engineered to trick you into thinking that they're delicious. And that's even fun to a certain point. But to make a profit, the corporation